have that, two-door stack.
Mm-hmm. And still, it would have a single tree?
Mm-hmm, but it wouldn't have one for each mule. Uh-huh. A shorter one, you know, for each mule.
Well, were they still called single trees?
Well, they were in my time. I don't know what they call them. I don't know. It had two handles on it. It had a beam.
Different points.
Went out there. Well, it a short iron. The rim on the outside, and then the rim, and the spoke,
the traces, and the to that.
I can't call what spoke.
And there's a different kind of plow.
Now,
if you was a plant of corn, you'd have what they call a mill basket. Just a deep. But if you was a breaking ground, why you'd have? Well, they used to call them. Now, boy, Dixie, and it turned the dirt, you know, it had just a wing on one side, and it turned the dirt.
What do you call a kind of thing that you could hitch up behind a mule
and
use
get
to
ready
break up the ground?
Well, that was a plow.
Little tiny plow.
And would you describe what one of those looked like?
Well, I don't know. It had two handles on it, and it had a beam. Went out there, and a short iron single tree was hitched to the end of that beam, and the mule, the traces were hitched to that, that helped the thing for the, and of course there's different kind of plows.
Now, tell me about different.
Now, if you was a planting corn, you'd have what they call a middle buster, that just opened.
Well, to break it up,
that
always.
But if you was a breaking ground, why, you'd have. Well, they used to call the old plowboy Dick.
Well, that's the old
and it turned the dirt, you know, it had just a wing on one side and it turned the dirt.
Uh-huh. That turned. That would go down in the dirt. There'd be several of them.
Then when they'd get ready to plow, they'd have an elevator with
and,
little tiny
they were sharp,
on,
the edges
on it that wouldn't cover up the corn. They called the color.
Well, now, would it be
oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what about some kind of thing that was used to to break up the ground.
Yeah, there's some a whole lot larger than the others, a whole lot heavier.
If the ground's very
the larger the tractor, why the larger and the heavier hammer.
Now, I mean, I'd be describing this thing right.
Well, this when break it up, that always
well, now,
hammer
that's what I was getting to. Now, what have you heard about?
Well, that's a big old iron thing with a lot of thin iron wheels that would go down in the dirt.
The
there'd be several of them.
In.
Maybe two sections, one here and one here. And they were sharp, the edges of them, and when they pulled it over it, why, it harrowed the dirt.
Well, now, would this be used before the plow?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, they'd harrow the ground and then break it. They still do that with the tractors.
Well, now, are there different kinds of harrows?
One that they
yeah, they use some a whole lot larger than the others and a whole lot heavier.
Mm-hmm.
The larger
that.
The tractor, why the larger and heavier harrow you have, the more wheels.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can set
they call it.
Well, now,
what's referred to it is it too? You can set some here and then skip a place and set some here and your rubber's in here. And plus there's a lot.
Yeah. Well, they did have. I don't know. What's the difference? The fingers plowed in and the disc would cut the ground light and cut up trash that might be on top of the ground.
Sawhorse?
Are you familiar with the term spring-tooth harrow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what is that?
Well, that's
something put up there like that on a stand and you lay your log in there.
So it would be an X shape.
Yeah, use that. And on a stand.
Use
that now, that big farmers,
mm-hmm.
a spring tooth harrow. Well, you can set the, I reckon what's referred to it is a tooth. You can set some here, set some here, and
well,
rows in here,
uh-huh.
and plow several rows at the top
brush.
With it.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call somebody saw a piece of firewood,
laser.
Sometimes there's a frame